हरे कृष्णा। स्पिरिचुअलिटी इज नॉट अबाउट सप्रेसिंग ग्रीफ, इट इज अबाउट ट्रांसेंडिंग ग्रीफ। व्हेन वी हियर फ्रॉम स्क्रिप्चर हाउ ग्रेट सोल्स आर डिटैच्ड एंड हाउ फॉर एग्जाम्पल द भगवद्गीता सेज दैट धीरस तत्र न मोहयति, इट सेज इन 2.13 देहि नोऽस्मिन् यथा देहे कौमारं यौवनं जरा तथा देहांतर प्राप्तिर धीरस्तत्र न मुह्यति। दैट द बॉडी चेंजेस, दिस इज द बॉडी चेंजेस इन दिस लाइफ फ्रॉम बॉयहुड टू यूथ टू ओल्ड एज। सिमिलरली एट डेथ वन गोज फ्रॉम दिस बॉडी टू अनदर बॉडी तथा देहांतर प्राप्तिर एंड धीरस्तत्र न मुह्यति। एंड अ वाइज पर्सन, अ सोबर पर्सन इज नॉट बिविल्डर्ड बाय सच अ चेंज। दिस declaration of the Gita may make us think that to be spiritually advanced, we should not express any grief at the death of a loved one. We should become unemotional, stoic, and completely bereft of emotion, completely unemotional. And sometimes because of this notion, in order to be spiritually advanced or in order to appear spiritually advanced, we may suppress grief. Now, if we suppress grief, grief doesn't go away. Actually, that grief stays inside, festers inside, and later on expresses itself in ugly ways. So, does spirituality require us to suppress grief? No, not at all. If we look at the example of the original student of the Bhagavad Gita, that is Arjuna, he lost several of his sons during the Kurukshetra war. His first son, Iravan, he lost to the Rakshasa Alambusha, who after Iravan was his son through a Naga queen. And when he lost him, he was hurt. He was distressed. And later on the 13th day, when he lost Abhimanyu, his very dear son through Subhadra, Arjuna was devastated. He broke down and cried fervently. In the Mahabharata, there are pages and pages of the description of Arjuna's grief. Now, Krishna did not tell Arjuna over there, "Hey, Arjuna, you have forgotten the Bhagavad Gita. What are you doing here? Don't be sentimental." No, Krishna was by Arjuna's side, consoling him, supporting him, and helping him to regain his composure, not by any philosophical or self-righteousness, but by his gentleness and sensitiveness, and his encouragement, and his kindness, just by being there as a shoulder on which Arjuna could cry. So, Krishna does not ask for or approve a heartless state, emotionless state of stone-like existence in the name of spiritual realization. Rather, the speciality of Arjuna was not that he did not feel any emotions, not that he did not cry because of the emotions, but that he transcended those emotions. Sometimes when grief comes, some people wallow in the grief. Wallow means that they just get lost. They lose themselves in the grief and they are no longer aware of where they are, who they are, what they are doing. And in this way, they bring suffering upon themselves. But in contrast, what Arjuna did was, in the very next day, he fought and fought more ferociously than ever before in the service of Krishna to avenge the death of the great devotee, the murder of the great devotee Abhimanyu by unfair means. So transcending grief means not that we deny whatever emotions we may experience in our relationships at the material level, but rather we are driven by a higher emotion at the spiritual level. So when there is emotional enrichment spiritually, at that time, the material emotions don't shake us so much. So suppressing emotions means they are present, but we don't express them. Whereas transcending worldly grief means that because we are experiencing higher reality, we are experiencing higher emotional fulfillment in our eternal and eternally secure relationship with Krishna, because of that inner security, we are able to transcend the grief. So bhakti, by solidifying our connection with Krishna, enables us to transcend grief and other worldly emotions. And while we are growing in bhakti, we don't have to artificially suppress emotions. If we feel grief at something going wrong, we can express it among understanding friends and thereby get over it. So when we are very advanced, we are able to transcend grief just within our heart. But otherwise, we may need a supportive social circle which enables us to tolerate and eventually transcend that grief. Spirituality does not require us to become emotionally starved and deadened and suppress grief. Rather, it wants us to ensure that our emotions are not consumed only by material things. So by making ourselves emotionally available at the spiritual level, we find the spiritual life itself to be so emotionally relishable and fulfilling that material emotions don't affect us so much. Thank you. Hare Krishna.